Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. We are continuing our summer series on questions to talk about with your teenagers, conversations. My name is Chris Roby, and across from me is Carly Duke.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, so as we walk through another great question, I got to tell you, when we talk about this question in group, this is one of my favorite ones.
Ooh, I like that.
It really is, because it attacks this question of courage mm-hmm. from a different angle. Mm-hmm. So when I say courage, what do you think about?
I mean, I think brave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, someone who's like, doesn't have fear.
Right, right. You think about the superheroes, right. the firefighters running into the building, mm-hmm. The skydivers jumping out of an airplane. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when we talk to teenagers, especially kids from hard places, they think about getting into a fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's true. Or not backing down, kind of thing. And yeah, there's elements there. But when we talk about courage, we want to frame it this way. And a question, and this is the question for the week. How willing are you to face up to the challenges in your life?
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an interesting question. Mm-hmm. Because just like all of our others, it's very revealing. But it kind of gauges our sense of courage. It's about willing to do the hard things,
right?
So sometimes I'd say, you know, face up to your responsibilities. How willing are you to face the stresses and challenges that life is throwing at you right now is another way to talk about that. But it's just really keying in on that word willingness is what we're talking about here.
Well, I love it too, because it's so future focused.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just thinking of these hypothetical, if someone came at you, would you have courage? But it's, no, right now, tangibly, do you have courage to face what's coming?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because stuff is coming. And a lot of times when we have this conversation, teenagers will point out, maybe if they're older in high school, do you have courage for college
mm-hmm.
and what comes next? Do you have courage for harder school or more responsibilities at home? Or jobs. There's a lot of things that teenagers deal with. And so having them even think about, what do I need to have courage for,
mm-hmm.
is really interesting, because you're right, it's easy to put courage in this little box. And so I love to ask in this group, well, what do you think courage is?
Mm.
Because you might go around a group of 10 teenagers and everyone might have a different answer.
Right. And I think too, it can be future focused like that, but it also can be what is happening in my life right now that is causing stress.
Mm-hmm.
And am I willing to do something about it?
Right.
You know? And sometimes the teenagers we work with haven't taken a second to really think about what's going on right now. I mean, life is just coming at us left and right. You don't get the chance to sit and think, all right, well, what are the challenges right now? What I mean, is it grades? I mean, in the summertime, it's going to be a lot different than during school year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the stress is about the future. Maybe it's about the next school year coming up, or, you know, the team they're trying to make, or whatever that is. But maybe right now there's tension with a friend. Maybe things are a little hard at home. Maybe if they have a job, it's not going well. Maybe they don't have the money they want, whatever that looks like. So we know those challenges are there. How willing are you to face it
right.
and actually take care of it?
Well, I think this also plays into this conversation about motivation, because that willingness is not just, can you handle it, or are you capable to handle it? We already kind of had that conversation about capability, but are you willing to do something about it? Mm-hmm. Are you motivated to do something about it? And motivation is courage.
Mm. I love that. Motivation is courage.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about motivation, you have to ask yourself, where does your motivation come from?
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, what is that drive that pushes you? Because I mean, if you're anything like me, motivation wanes, and it ramps up. And I don't always have my finger on the pulse of why that is.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it there's certain times in my life that I will just be after it, and no one can stop me, and other times I can barely get out of bed, you know? And that's personality in some ways, but it's also that we all kind of struggle with that sometimes, with that waning of, mm-hmm. of motivation.
Well, and I think what's so interesting is we can sometimes get motivation from other people,
mm-hmm.
but at least for me, most of that has to come from me.
Mm-hmm.
You can give me speeches all day, and that sounds great for about 5 minutes. But if I'm not internally motivated to do something, I'm not going to follow through with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so trying to tap in with our teenagers, what does motivate you? What are you motivated to do? And then how can we work with them to get them motivated?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have vivid memories of being a teenager and my parents trying to get me to clean my room,
mm-hmm.
or to do extra workouts for basketball. And I was like, nah, mm-hmm. practice the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And that it just didn't mean as much coming from them, which sounds harsh,
mm-hmm.
but I think we have to remember that. Put yourself back to when you were a teenager, and things that lectures from your parents probably weren't what motivated you.
Mm-hmm. I think too, it is understanding. I mean, it can go different ways, but you know, what are the possible outcomes for inaction on this, right? And so, in terms of consequences, sometimes like so, if I choose to not do those extra practices, or mm-hmm. If I choose to not do the homework or not pay the insurance or not do these things, what are the things that are going to come? And a great example, and this was early college for me. My parents were paying for my college, and my grades were poor.
Oh no.
My first semester of college. Mm-hmm. And I vividly remember my parents sitting down with me and saying, we're not going to pay for college if you're not going to try,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I basically had straight A's after that, you know? And because I don't think I understood in my young brain that people were sacrificing for me to do that. Like, I didn't make those connections. And so that gave me the courage to know, you know, if I want to get my education, if I want to move forward with what I want to do, I got to take this seriously. So it kind of gave me some courage, you know, which is a weird way of saying that, but that's what motivated me at that point.
Right. And I think that's a really good point of even independence and responsibility mm-hmm. can add motivation when it's on them and just on them. Of my parents gave me a little money every month for gas, but if I wanted to go out with friends, I had to earn that money.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very motivated mm-hmm. because I wanted to do something about it. Now, if my parents had just gotten mad at me about not making money, but continued to give me money, that would have looked different.
Mm-hmm.
But when the answer is, you can't drive your car this week because you don't have money
mm-hmm.
to pay for gas, okay, I'm going to be a little more motivated to do something about that.
Absolutely. I think before we move on to our questions, our follow-ups, I think it's also important when you think about courage to remind your teenager of when they've had courage before.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not always about, because sometimes when you're really facing something, you forget you've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
This is rarely the first time you've had a challenge, rarely the first time you've had to overcome something. So you think back, reflect, okay, so what's a time you faced a similar situation? What gave you courage then?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you made it here today. This is not abnormal. How did you face it then? Who was involved? Who encouraged you? Who helped? What about you helps you overcome that challenge to have that courage? Lots of great questions about, you know, kind of referring to the past.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, I think it is important to remind teenagers, you can do this because you've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And you are capable. All these things, that's what I love about this summer series, they kind of all build on each other
mm-hmm.
and kind of all work together. And so coming out of this conversation, talk through some of these other questions with your teen, maybe starting with, how motivated are you to do more?
Love that question.
Mm-hmm.
We ask that a lot in our support group. So how motivated are you to do more? What's the answer, or what's the response typically when you ask that?
Well, I get a lot of not confused, yeah. but a lot of, I don't know.
More what?
Yes.
Right. And if you refer back to an earlier podcast episode, we talked about, it's okay to start with vague questions,
mm-hmm.
you know, and cast that really wide net, that really wide funnel, and use that as your starting point, because they're asking you a question back. That's called a conversation. Right. And
I
so
love that.
Yeah. And so being able to use that as a starting point, well, more what? Well, what motivates you?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you want? More, what do you want more of right now? And And then that kind of goes, you gets you back into those questions that we were starting to ask before about what is motivation, what motivates you, where does your motivation come from, what is life, is how is life better when you're motivated, you know, all those different things around that question of how motivated are you to do more.
Well, I think it's important, I feel like we've said this on this podcast before, but to start small.
Mm-hmm.
So tell them what's the first thing that comes to mind and mm-hmm. let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to be motivated to change every single thing in your life.
Right.
But let's pick one thing. Like maybe it's grades at the time, or maybe it's a sport, or maybe it's a relationship. Let's focus on that one thing first. I think it's also important to ask what challenges are coming up in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're an adult, asking, how can I help you?
Mm.
How can I help you face those? Mm. What does that look like?
Yeah. And you might think that's a small offer to say, how can I help?
Mm-hmm.
But think about someone in your life who has come up and said, can I be helpful to you?
How right.
powerful that is. Just that someone makes them, their time, their energy, their resources available to you.
Mm-hmm.
I've had this happen recently in my own life, and it's humbling to think someone would care enough about me to offer their help without me asking.
Right.
It's a huge deal.
And then finally, what do you want to tackle this next school year?
Hmm.
So especially since we're talking about this in the summer, ask them, what do you want to tackle this summer? And what does courage look like for this school year?
Absolutely. Well, Carly, that's a wrap for this episode. I hope as an audience, you're enjoying this summer series. And if you are, we encourage you to subscribe to our podcast. It helps us pop up in your feed every single week. Follow us on social media and our various social media accounts. We ask you to review us. Jump on to Apple Podcasts or wherever you can review and leave us a 5-star rating and let us know why. Share this with a friend. If this is something that is part of your life and something that's helpful, my guess is that your friends and the people around you would also benefit from it as well. So please share this with a friend, and we will see you next week.